NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. British police have arrested 12 men on terrorism charges during early morning raids in three cities, saying urgent action was needed to protect public safety. But officials are calling the arrest just the first stage of a large-scale intelligence operation into a terror plot against UK targets. The former Soviet state of Belarus still picking up the pieces after a night of violence. Hundreds were arrested in the capital, Minsk, last night, protesting President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election victory. As NPR's David Green reports, the president is defending the election as fair, but international election observers aren't convinced.
TV news is controlled by the government in Belarus, so opposition voices were not on air. This voice was President Lukashenko live for 2 hours. Sunday's election, he said, was open and honest. He also defended the police crackdown, during which 7 of his opponents were arrested. One, Vladimir Nikolaev, was beaten by police and hospitalized. Unknown men then came to the hospital and carted the candidate away in a blanket. Lukashenko insisted authorities were only going after people determined to commit barbarism. Officially, the president won 80% of the vote, but Tony Lloyd, who led a team of European election observers, said they were often denied access to vote counts.
Frankly, the people of Belarus deserve better.
Lloyd said police targeting of candidates is part of the backdrop by which this election will be judged. David Green, NPR News, Minsk.
Travelers in Europe hoping to get home or go away for winter holidays aren't getting very far because of snow and frigid temperatures. But it's not just the weather that's getting in the way. As Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris, so are flaws in transportation systems' ability to respond.
British authorities continue to struggle to get rid of snow buildups and ice. London's Heathrow is the continent's worst bottleneck, and thousands of travelers are stranded. For the second day, Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport canceled 40% of its flights, even though the snowfall has been minimal. New Yorker Susan Manuel, who spent Sunday night on the floor at Charles de Gaulle, says the worst part has been Air France's handling of the situation.
The internet age, and there's no internet, there's no one on the phone, so it's really, really frustrating, well beyond the weather.
London's airport operator has apologized for the chaos. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Parts of California are bracing for more rain after record rainfall yesterday, with some regions already saturated. More than 12 inches of rain. Forecasters are warning the storm will intensify tomorrow and could bring an additional 10 inches. Iran's state television reports an earthquake of at least a magnitude 6.3 has rocked the southeast of the country. The region is prone to earthquakes and has no major population centers. And Wall Street, an hour before the close, the Dow is up 8 points at 11,500. The Nasdaq is up 4 points at 1248, and the S&P is up 12. This is NPR. Mexican officials say criminals trying to siphon crude oil are likely responsible for a deadly pipeline explosion yesterday in the central Puebla state, some 60 miles from Mexico City. At least 28 people were killed. Authorities say the punctured pipeline flooded the streets of San Martin with fuel, which then caught fire. The FBI reports violent crime in the U.S. fell sharply by more than 6% in the first half of this year. As Danielle Carson reports, the numbers contradict a historical pattern of economic downturns triggering a spike in crime.
Cities with a population of 500,000 to 1 million residents posted the biggest drops in violent crimes, more than 8%. Robberies fell 10%, murder 7%, except in the Northeast, where they went up. Rapes and assaults also declined. Today's report follows a steady 3-year drop in violent crime. The FBI report bucks the trend of higher crime rates during times of economic stress. Many analysts say they're hard-pressed to explain it. Law enforcement officials suggest policing techniques have advanced, such as state-of-the-art crime hotspot maps, which help target crime trends quickly. But many police departments now worry that their cash-strapped cities and states will be forced to lay off large numbers of officers, which could lead to more crime. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The author of A Guide for Pedophiles is under arrest. Florida police had Philip Ray Greaves taken into custody at his home in Pueblo, Colorado, under a warrant out of Florida. The suspect had mailed a signed copy of his book, entitled The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure, to an undercover officer in Orlando. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for